You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The latest numbers from the U.S. Census Bureau show the poverty rate in the city of Syracuse declined to 30% in 2018, to its lowest rate in a decade. That's down about 2% from 2017.
The fact that 30% of citizens in the city of Syracuse live below the poverty line is no reason for celebration. The progress that we're making in decreasing the number, again, is reason to be encouraged and gives us motivation that we are on the right track.
Mayor Ben Walsh says early on, his administration identified contributing factors of poverty and how they could start to move the needle.
Housing stability is an example. That has a ripple effect on so many areas. Educational attainment is another area that we're looking at. Well, if a family is stable in their home, there's a higher likelihood that the child will be able to make it to school consistently. There's a higher likelihood that the parent will be able to make it to work consistently. If we focus on transportation, again, that helps people get where they need to go. So they all couple together and work together.
Walsh says it's important to remember there are people behind the numbers.
Just yesterday, I was on the South Side knocking on doors, talking to families, and you see that a lot of people are struggling in this community. I never lose sight of that. The numbers are important. We pride ourselves on being a data-driven organization, but ultimately it is people's lives that we are impacting.
The percentage of Syracuse children living in poverty declined by 3.4% to 44% in 2018. Walsh is quick to add that the Census Bureau's American Community Survey is a one-year snapshot of about 20% of the city's population. He says while they want to recognize any yearly change in numbers, a five-year window offers a more accurate picture of poverty in the city. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.